The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five loaves and two fish." So he gave orders to them to sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Okay, you don't need to raise your hands. I'm kind of skeptical of miracles myself. You know, you're at that stage in life where you're skeptical or doubtful of a lot of other things besides miracles, I bet. I once read a book by C.S. Lewis which helped me believe in miracles, but still hold on to my scientific skepticism. It is simply a book called Miracles, and I hope that someday you will read it. Lewis calls Jesus miracles basically a shortcut. That's how he understands Jesus' miracles in the Gospels. That is, what God the Father does over the course of years and decades, what takes God the Father a long time, Jesus does much faster, in the blink of an eye. And it looks like a miracle. Like Father, like Son. Listen to Lewis's explanation of when Jesus turned water into wine. He writes, "Every year, as part of the natural order, God makes water into wine. He does so by creating a vegetable organism." You know, that's the grape and the vine. "That can turn water and soil and sunlight into a juice, which will, under proper conditions, become wine." You know, after you turn 21, you'll appreciate this a lot more. Lewis continues, "Thus, in a certain sense, God constantly turns water into wine." He's doing that all the time. For wine, like all drinks, is but water modified. Now Lewis applies this to Jesus, saying, "Once and in one year only, God, now incarnate, short circuits the process, makes wine in a moment, uses earthenware jars instead of vegetable fibers to hold the water, but uses them to do what he's always doing. The miracle consists in the shortcut." The miracle consists in the shortcut. You know, once I saw that Jesus is not violating the laws of nature, but only making them go fast forward, I saw that science and Christianity are not mutually exclusive. You can hold science in one hand and miracles in the other hand. And you don't have to reject one or the other. I hope that this will help you hold on to your faith as you learn more and more science. This is also how Lewis explains the two miracles in today's gospel, the multiplications of the loaves and the fish. In a slow and methodical way, God the Father is always taking a little bread, grains of wheat, and making a lot of bread. But Jesus uses a shortcut. He does a miracle and speeds up the same process. Kind of like how your parents used to text using flip phones, slowly. And you text much faster using voice texting. Like Father, like Son. The same for the fish. What the Father does slowly and steadily over years, the Son does fast and furious. Here's my point. The miracle consists in the shortcut. Keep that in mind. Boys and girls, have you felt that tension between your faith and your studies? That tension will only become stronger and at some point unbearable to hold on to both. Do you have older siblings who are in college or in their 20s and have stopped going to church? I'm not judging anyone, but I want you to understand why they don't want to go to church anymore. Science has trumped their faith, and they've let go of their faith by clinging to science. Or maybe they just learned the shortcut to making wine and don't really care about science or faith. Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe in science? Or do you believe in both? Praised be Jesus Christ.